morning, everybody. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House here in this 7 o'clock hour, where we're talking about staying fit as a fiddle here this holiday season with Jennifer and I's personal trainer, Katie Stumbo, just happens to be our middle daughter.
But, and favorite.
Favorite
middle daughter,
oh,
yes.
Favorite middle daughter.
I'll take it.
That's dangerous with four girls.
And, you know, you talk about the different activities you're going through. We were talking about the 20-minute workout that you can get done, just kind of maintain and set reasonable expectations. Part of the dilemma is all the banquets you get invited to.
You know, we've already had four events this week, Katie.
We had three meals in one day.
Yeah, so you just have to be really careful.
You do. But that breakfast for St. Vincent de Paul at the Biltmore was pretty nice.
It was. But it was the stories that were told about St. Vincent de Paul and their compassion for the working poor and the homeless. I found it so inspiring. I couldn't even tell you what I had to eat. I was so enthralled with the people that they had come up.
Well, they had those little quiche cups.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that what that was?
That was.
They were tasty.
They were little bitty.
I mean, they're so little they had no calories. You could just pop them.
Calorie-free food.
They were this big.
Perfect.
You hardly even needed a spoon. You could just pick them up and pop them in.
Yep. Just one.
And then the croissants. And they did have some fruit, but I didn't check any of that out.
Of course not.
Then they had about eight different varieties of muffins and stuff. But a great message from St. Vincent de Paul. They're a recent partner with Rosie on the House, and I'd like to reach out to those of you that are in the market for a new appliance or disposing of a large piece of furniture. Those are two things that the thrift stores at St. Vincent de Paul would in particular like to get a phone call from you about. You call 602-HOPE, option one. That's 602-266-HOPE, then hit option one and schedule a pickup of any appliance or major, larger piece of furniture to get them over to the thrift stores. And those are the things that they find they need the most right about now.
And so, a lot of people are cleaning out right now, too, so just anything that you have to donate. They have, 19 thrift stores?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'd look up and see what's closest to you and get your stuff over there.
They do so much more than what people realize. 17,000 medical and dental appointments. 4,000 meals a day.
I didn't know that about the dental appointments.
The dentist from the office.
Clinic
was there.
And, a hoot and a half.
That was the only thing that was a little hard to take about the presentation. They showed pictures of mouths and teeth while you're there eating breakfast that were like...
Make you gag a maggot.
Almost. But they were all things that he had fixed. The before and after, like, you know...
And what a difference that makes in someone's life.
How were his? Was he like the cobbler that kids have no shoes? Was he the dentist that has no teeth?
Okay. No, he looked fine.
Well, I got an appointment down there this week and got a tour of their aquaponics.
Oh, you got to see it.
And their urban farm this week. That's an incredible setup, and that's something we'll definitely bring into the outdoor living hour soon. That's going to be something that's a lot more common in the next 5 years.
Well, it's an incredible ministry to the community, and right now your donation of any gently used, especially larger furniture or larger appliance like refrigerators and laundry units, really could help them right now.
It's a charity of mercy, and it feeds, clothes, houses, and heals.
St. Vincent de Paul.
Do they take cribs? Because a lot of secondhand stores don't want the liability of cribs.
Golly, Katie, I don't know. You'd have to call 602-266-HOPE, hit option one, and ask them, I guess.
I sure will.
But I don't know. You're getting rid of cribs?
Yeah. It's been sitting in my garage for a year. It's time.
All right.
It's time.
Well, let's talk a little bit about one of the things we love to do here, have fun at Rosie on the House, and that's the Arizona Staycation. Did y'all see the Arizona Snow Bowl opened yesterday?
Yes.
Huh? They've got 35% of the mountain open. It's the earliest opening in 35 years. They've got the first new lift operating in 30 years, and they've got plans for a new lift again operating in about a year and a half. So Arizona Snow Bowl.
I'm sure I could find those online if I looked up the ski map. Where are those? I mean, they had to have opened up the second side of the hill, right?
No, I don't think they're opening up any more hill. These were just...
Really?
One's a quad chair that's just going to service a lot more skiers, get them up the hill a lot quicker.
That was actually one thing I liked about Snow Bowl, is it it went so slow, you were never fully crowded up there. But I have heard that those quad lifts actually reduce slope traffic. I don't get how that is, but they say it does.
Well, the Snow Bowl is now open. I think Sunrise, it opened yesterday. I think Sunrise opens today.
Today. Sunrise opened today.
That's awesome.
That's your kind of year.
It is. Flying home from Rhode Island last week, they took us along the northern route. I mean, we flew, and it was right after that snowstorm had come through and hit Colorado. I mean, that is one of the prettiest views on the planet. When you're coming over the top of the Colorado Rockies, they're covered in snow. Mm-hmm. You catch just the edges of the Grand Canyon. It's frosted and snowy. It's all the way down through Sedona. I mean, everybody on the plane was just glued to their windows. It was beautiful. So,
we were on staycation. Are we going to?
Yeah.
I wanted to tell you about a new, when we do this staycation, we always include a gift basket. So our latest participant is Designing Women of Arizona, and Judy Taylor is the owner. She did all of our flower arrangements for our holiday party just recently, and she does a great job. But she's a little different than most. She has some really special, she has a little special niche. If you are getting ready for the holidays and you say, I just don't have time, she is also a concierge for
shopping concierge.
For shopping, yes. So she'll personally shop for you, tell her exactly what you're looking for. She'll even include a handwritten card with the gift. She'll take a picture of it and send it to you so you know what you're giving before it gets given, which is always a nice bonus. And she'll help you remember. So you sign up and she'll say, hey, you know, your wife's birthday's coming, your anniversary's coming, this kid's coming. And she doesn't do discounts because she said anybody who does discounts actually just takes out the flowers because everything else remains the same. So it's just, she's just fair and is beautiful. And she has 30 years in the floral industry and she's been an event planner. So if you're having an event or if you have need in shopping.
And now you have time for your workouts again.
That's right.
Now you found time for your workouts.
Designing Women of Arizona.
All right. Also in those gift baskets, if you win an Arizona staycation, we're going to give you a basket of candy from the Cactus Candy Company. And they've got a bunch of very unique Arizona-specific type candies. And you get to take whatever Ford off of the Sanderson demo lot that you want. And then we give you a gas card so it doesn't cost you a dime. You register to win the Arizona staycation at rosieonthehouse.com. We continue to get rave reviews from everybody that's winning them. We have 18 lodging partners located all over the great state of Arizona. So you pick where you want to go and when you want to go. We pick a winner every single month, and then you can join us. Now, the other thing we've got to talk about is we're trying to fill up the Canyon Lake Dinner Cruise with Dr. Sky.
And that's February 27th.
That's February 27th. You'll meet at the Canyon Lake Marina, and we will board the Dolly Steamboat. There is a full dinner served. Dr. Sky will be there with telescopes and laser pointers, and he'll be taking us through a tour of the universe as we gently glide over the serene, cool waters of Canyon Lake on the Dolly Boat Steamer.
Dolly Steamboat. And you just go to canyonlake.com?
You can, or you can go to dollysteamboat.com.
Okay.
Click on February 27th and buy your tickets now. So it'll be the Rosie on the House dinner cruise on Canyon Lake, Dolly Steamboat with Dr. Sky. We'll have a good time. Mm-hmm. We'll bring a little Cajun music. We'll play some Cajun music and maybe do some line dancing up on the top floor of the deck and tour the galaxies.
That's right.
With Dr.
Probably
Sky.
Need a coat to do it. It's in February.
February 27th could be a little chilly, but it'll be nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. It'll be a lot of fun. So that's the Arizona staycation. I've got a notice here. You know, one of the things we try and do here at Roseanne House is try and touch every single part of the state with great information about protecting you from making bad decisions about your house, home, castle, or cabin. So we've got the article in the Arizona Republic today in particular. It talks about finding gifts from Arizona, and we'll be talking about that later in the show.
We have a great list of shops and websites and everything. Most of what we've talked about today will be Arizona local.
The gift doesn't have to come from the North Pole. That's the title of the article.
Oh, cute.
Huh?
I didn't see it.
Huh?
Good job.
Good, huh? Yeah. And then the other thing we're going to talk about is the articles that we have in the Arizona Daily Star. And what we do there is people from Pima County write to us through the internet and actually in the phone calls that we take at the office all week long about questions they've got about their home. So that article is actually a question and answer. So it's every single Sunday, the Casa Grande Dispatch, the Green Valley News. We are in all of those places trying to make sure we're protecting you, the Arizona homeowner. There was a particular scam going around just a couple weeks ago that the registered contractor put everybody out on notice about, that they're particularly targeting the elderly and those that are living alone at home. So for those of you, just know that's why we're here, Rosie on the House. If you've got the least amount of suspicion of someone that's trying to solicit work at your home, get in touch with us, get in touch with the Register of Contractors, and let's make sure we keep you as safe as possible.
You know, there's another one, the IRS scam. I had heard about it. I got the call this week. And they said, so IRS, you know, we're putting a claim against you. You owe this money. You owe it right now. You try to call the number back. Nobody's there. But if you Google the number, all you have to do is put the number in your Google search, and you'll find out where these calls are coming from. And it scam. All the people who've had that phone call are registered on there saying this is a scam. So just be careful. Don't believe those kind of things. They target the elderly because the elderly are home answering their phones during the daytime. So if the IRS will never, ever call you. Just know that.
All right. And like I say, we're always about fun here at Arizona, at Rosie on the House. The other thing we're doing, you may have heard it in the last commercial break, we've got Rosie's Santa Bag is back. All the Rosie on the House partners have come together and put the stuff, this bag, with things that will be given out every single broadcast between now and Christmas. Later today, we'll be drawing a winner, or you'll be calling to win a Kohler Moxie showerhead. You'll have to listen for the jingle bells and the ho, 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 Merry Christmas sound bite. Be listening. That'll play a little bit later today. We'll be giving away one Bluetooth Kohler Moxie showerhead. I gave this to our baby daughter, Carol, last Christmas.
It was a hit.
It's a hit. I think she really enjoys that.
She really does. I was trying to figure out how to scarf it from her, but I haven't figured it out yet. It's a Bluetooth, so you have to, I don't know if it can take two phones or not.
Now, you know what? I don't know. But she loves it. It's actually a shower head that is very easy to install, and it's Bluetooth enabled, so you just play the music selection you've got off your device, and you can actually be in the shower. The Tech Magazine, MC Pack Magazine, rated it as the best in-shower music performance you can get.
It is a good one.
So it is a good one. You can listen to your tunes in your shower. Hey, we're going to come back and visit a little bit more about things we got going on around the state here in Arizona. It's Rosie on the House.